The Big Host, Sean Hannity, weeknights, 6 to 9.
We get back on now with family in San Bernardino, California.
Yo, lend out your hand.
Low temperature will be in the mid-30s.
When the Scotch meet the Angel and save $10 per ticket, these are lower box seats along the... On to NewsTalk1130.com, exclusively powered by TBS Managed IP.
Okay, it's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, live doing this thing tonight. What's up, everybody? I'm all alone tonight, so we got some big things planned tonight. I know you guys are ready for something to pop off and something to get good. It's your boy again, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles with the Get Lit Show. All Maloney myself. Yo, tonight I want to talk about some stuff that's very serious. There's some people out there listening. Who do y'all think is going to work out on this whole NBA Finals? Yes, that's right. We're talking about the NBA Finals tonight. You know, the whole thing. Is Toronto or is it going to be Golden State? All right. It's your boy again, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, live at you. You know how you do it. Okay, but before we jump in, I hope we might be able to, just for a second, we're going to run to a commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll get into some things that we're going to be talking about tonight. Well, here we are right now. We're back. I just did a little break just for a second, and I'm going to make a couple calls and get some of my folks on tonight to try to get the thing popping out here.
You are correct. Hope the food is ready.
Uh-oh.
Can't wait. Love ya. Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
All right, we're back at you, Mr. DJ ATL Atlanta Styles popping in and two. We're going to go ahead and play two songs. And then we're going to go straight into our show. I have a special guest coming on tonight to talk about this big thing called the ATL. So we're going to go into two songs right quick, and y'all will be back. The Get Lit Show.
I've played with feet before.
I know you're the biggest.
Yeah. I love feet.
You know I like you.
No.
Why? The toes, I'm not going to get you.
No. No me digan las cosas así. Love to do that for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you really have to have a shoe. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. But you don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
what are you doing here?
I'm looking for the underground.
No, you're too young. You don't look a day over 60.
How old are you?
I'm 125.
ちょっと待って、任せて。ここ通してもいいけど、一回やばいもの見せてもらわないと。
Okay, it's your boy DJ ATL and South. Just got the phone with my man Brian.
VVS to tech all in my wristwatch. Got it jumping like I'm crisscross. She gon' bring her girl, let them crisscross. Dripping water, I forgot to turn my wrist off. I let go of y'all, let them crisscross. I let go of y'all, let them crisscross. She gon' bring her girl, let them crisscross. I let go of y'all, let them crisscross.
Hold on,
plus, tell a bitch, get up.
All right.
Yeah.
it in my living room. She straight out of college, just turned 22. Girl, get your money up, I ain't even mad at you. Got you all on me, making these niggas catch an attitude. Tell them don't start it, my niggas retarded. Fuck the judge and the senate, I got a good lawyer. I got a few girls on the way. Baby girl, you ain't leaving. It's my birthday with the cake. Fuck it up and let me eat it. Pull up on your wrist. I think I deserve a toast. Yeah. Shout out to my queen. We be out here doing the most. Girl, come to my place. But don't bring no clothes. Let's get dirty, babe. Baby, drop it out. I pop a band on that ass. Baby, been eating the weed. All in the back. There's in the cab. Meet me if you need it. I got a few girls on the way. Baby girl, you ain't leaving. My birthday with a cake. Lick it up, let me eat it. Pull up on your head.
A nigga just got out of jail. Flying in my Rari like a bat that just flew out of hell. I'm from the east of ATL, but ballin' in the Cali Hill. Lil' mama booty boomin', that bitch movin' and she standin' still. I know these bitches choosin' me, but I got 80 on me still. I'm tryna fuck, who tryna chill? Cause I'm just tryna pay some bills. I'm multi-million-dollar flood, this watch here cost a quarter L. Just look at me and look at them. I smashed her on my first hotel. Like Scarface, bitch, the world is mine. You should read the blind. So either you gon' take a ride or you gon' stay with him. Cause I got places I can be. I get your ass on the sea. Gucci CB VIP, so fuck them niggas, look at me.
Wall up on your bitch, tell your man I'm sorry. Honey, don't worry.
It's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles back at you, back live. I got my guest on the phone, Mr. Brian. What's up, Brian? Hot as ATL. How you doing, Mr.
Hey, man? I'm good, my brother. How you doing, man?
I can't complain, man. I can't complain. There's a lot of great things out there popping in the city of ATL and across the world, but we're here to present this new big thing here in Atlanta that's also going to be offered to the world. So go ahead.
Absolutely.
Name this the big event that you got going on for a week or so.
All right. What we got going on is the beginning of the 11th annual ATL's Hottest Awards voting season. And we're going to kick off that voting season with the ATL's Hottest Heat Festival. Heat stands for Hottest Entertainment, Arts, and Talents. And that is going to be August the 4th through the 11th. So for 8 days, we're going to spotlight the ATL's hottest entertainment events, venues, personalities, peoples, places, things, and things to do in the ATL. You know, so it's going to be just a week of just spotlighting, coming together. All the hottest people in the industry here in Atlanta are going to come together for 1 week under this campaign of ATL's hottest, ATL's heat.
Woo! That seemed like a very hot event, man. Y'all heard it. It's a big project, so, you know, we have a lot of folks in here, fashion industry calling out, we're calling the music industry out, the film industry. It's a lot. I mean, I think you're actually the land of hottest because, you know, you did this thing, and it's actually a complete community thing where
Absolutely. Everybody
from teachers, from people out there who do service jobs, they also get awards. Is that right? Because they're nominated, right?
Everything from the hottest entertainment venues to the kids awards. There's a gospel awards show. So we're honoring everything from the kids to the gospel industry models, hair, fashion, clubs, the venues, the nonprofit organizations, you know, anything that in the city if you're representing Atlanta and you're doing great business, that we get to spotlight you, just to tell the people, you know, this is who I am, this is who we are, and this is why we are ATL's Hottest and what we're doing. So it's a taste of ATL's Hottest. So if you're a restaurant or a venue, you know, they are offering Heat Week specials. So it's like a food and drink special for the week. And that special is going to pretty much just promote who they are as a venue or like a sample of what it is, their food or their drinks or just the atmosphere. So, you know, really it's a week, it's the spotlight, the ATL's hot, so the ATL's heat.
All right. Well, let's get into some of the meatbone of this thing because, you know, I know this is a big award show, but this is really one of the most important award shows, I think, here in Atlanta, definitely for local and regular people and celebrities, because I believe this award show brings so many different people, so many walks of life together. But I want to ask you as an individual, what inspired you to decide to do this? You do this award show here in Atlanta, and why? You know, why do you want to do it and call it the Hottest of Atlanta?
Yeah, the original vision for the award show was to again recognize the hottest in Atlanta for the ATL. The vision pretty much came, I was on an award show. I was doing award shows anyway. I produced an award show for a family member of mine. I created an award show and named it after her. It's my Aunt Dorothy. And riding down the road, and I was listening to the radio, and I kept hearing multiple radio ads talking about the hottest place in Atlanta, the hottest this, the hottest that. And the light bulb went off, and the award show bug hit me, and I said, well, you know, who can say they're the hottest unless somebody else says they're the hottest, you know? So we came up with the Hottest Club Awards. So that's what it was in 2009. It was the ATL's Hottest Club Awards. So we honor the hottest clubs, hottest DJs, the hottest atmosphere, drinks. So it was sitting around the clubs. And our second year of the award show, being an entertainer myself, I looked at the award show and said to myself, you know, you can't have the hottest club without the DJ, or you can't have the hottest comedy spot without the comedian. You know, same thing for live entertainment. Then you must have the band or the, you know, the performer. And being a performer myself, I realized that was the element that was missing, you know. And I looked at myself as an entertainer, when I was younger, pursuing a record deal and singing all around Atlanta, including I wasn't old enough to be in then, but I was in there anyway singing. You know, I looked at, I was like, wow, this award show would mean more to me, or would have meant something to me back in the day when I was doing what I was doing. So we included, we reached back and included all the elements of the hottest band, the hottest DJ, the hottest comedian, the hottest. And it's grown over the years. We've added more categories. Started out Club Awards, then it was Club and Entertainment Awards, and then we just shortened it to just ATL's Hottest Awards. Then the brand, again, has grown from just ATL's Hottest Awards to Hottest Gospel Awards, and Hottest Talented Kids and Rising Superstar Awards. There's an America's Undiscovered, America's Discovered, Uncovered Awards. So there's different award series that's kind of packaged up into this whole thing. So we've grown a lot. The vision is continuing to grow.
I believe y'all one of the biggest ones here in Atlanta, size to the, I think the other award show, what's it called? What's this? Not Hip Hop. What is it? Oh, God, I'm sorry, guys. It's really the Gospel, the Stellar Awards. I think y'all are about, the biggest that. And just a question, another question I do want to ask is watching this baby grow and watching the entrepreneurs and the people win the awards, the people get nominated, how do you think they react? I'm trying to make this is kind of a weird topic. How do you think it inspires them to move forward to being when they being nominated and also being happy to accept the award? What do you think it takes them off?
Well, you know, I can only go by, you know, the reactions and what's been told to me from various winners or title holders or even just those that have been nominated that have expressed to me that they never thought they'd get nominated for anything. you know, and they are honored and inspired to keep on going to higher heights, you know. So I've been told, you know, the congratulations, you know, on our success as an award show comes from the ATL's hottest, you know, the encouragement from themselves to continue the awards. We often say continue and do not stop, you know. So we have to, you know, look at that and continue to do the best we can. And ATL's hottest more and more valuable to the nominees. We last year acquired a proclamation from the city of Atlanta. They awarded us 8 days for the ATL's hottest week. So, you know, we've accomplished more things over the years to really kind of make the awards mean more and more, give it more visibility so that the artists really understand that, you know, they're being honored with something that represents that.
Wow. I mean, AJ, well, that's huge, and I think that's very huge. What I do want to say, since I know we need to give a shout-out to one of your former, one of the radio personalities who won last year, Mr. Oh, my God, Mr. Bev and Mr. The Boss, Sad Boss. I know today they actually, yesterday they engaged, so I definitely like to wish the great success for that, and I know that both of them have been participants and won awards from being members of Hot of Atlanta Awards. Is that right? Am I wrong or right about that?
Say that one more time. I'm in a bad area. My
Boss,
kind of going
I said, Boss just engaged Miss Webb over the weekend, and I just want to congratulate them. And I know they have won awards with you guys with Hot Atlanta for previous times. I mean, I think Miss Webb and also Miss Mr. Sag Boss, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yes, I just want to congratulate them on their engagement and their being accepted, and hope them best success on what arrangements they're going and getting prepared to get ready to be married.
Absolutely, absolutely. They are ATL's hottest favorite. Saga Boss has won the award multiple years for hottest online radio personality, ATL's hottest online show. That guy is awesome, and Vitale has won for ATL's hottest rising superstar in the past. So, you know, definitely congratulations to the new ATL's hottest power couple. You know, I love both of those guys. So, guy and young lady. But, yeah, just hats off to them, you know. We wish them all the best.
Definitely. I always like to try to keep in value with the city, because there's a lot of soaking up. There's a lot of folks that do a lot of things, from fashion to things. And like you like to say, Hollowland is like in the middle of that. Also, Vanessa Miller, we have had Vanessa Henderson on here plenty of times with her brand that she does, and she's been on here on my show several times. Also, Miss Dillard, Sharon Dillard, and Norman, and also Tom Jones. And list goes on. A lot of these folks have been associated with Hot Atlanta. So it's an honor to have you on the air tonight and to be able to explain about your situation. But we do need to get into the net of this August 7th thing, because what this is a great opportunity for a lot of inspiring artists or anybody with any kind of talent or anybody doing anything to definitely try to get out there and push the word and try to be a participant of this situation. Right, Mr. Bryant?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, now, is there going to be a specific spot that their folks can go and register at? Where do they need to go to be participants, or how do they know which is the best the venues that these places are going to be? Is there a direction for a website or anything like that?
Okay.
To get information?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that question. So the website is ATLHottest.com. It's ATLHottest.com. And to access the festival information, that will be /HeatFest. That's ATLHottest.com/HeatFest. To get registered, artists can register. There's packages available that allow them to perform on various stages around Atlanta. There's radio interviews that they can get with certain packages. So we have a whole campaign called Get Hot in Atlanta, where we're inviting artists, entertainers, performers from all around the country to come to Atlanta August 4th through the 11th to participate in industry events such as the Ultimate Casting Call. There's the model casting. There's a music and media mixer. There's a dance event. There's all types of events going on that week so that the entertainers can come together, can get spotlighted, can network with those who can help them in their careers, with advice, with distribution deals. There's a lot going on. So anybody that wants any more information, again, go to atlhottest.com/heatfest. And all the information is there. You can reach out to us. Follow us on Twitter at ATLHottest. Instagram, ATLHottestAwards11. Facebook, you can't go to Facebook and put in Atlanta's Hottest without the awards coming up. So we're, you know, easy to be found. And with links to people to get involved. If you, again, if you're hot in the ATL or hot anywhere in the country, August the 4th through the 11th, come and get hot in the ATL, and you know, we're going to present a taste of the ATL's hottest and just celebrate, you know, being hot. You know what I mean? Just like
that's
freestyle.
Right. That's turn it up. It's like they said, turn it up. Let's turn that heat up. We're here in Atlanta.
Don't turn the heat up.
We're in 56 different countries. So, yeah, Dubai, India, you rap artists, singers all across the world, actors, fashion people, just go ahead and go to that website and just click on again. Also, I know you just mentioned some social media. Can you give some more social media out there so they can plug in? But before we do, wait a minute, before we go into that, also tell a little bit more about your online radio station situation you have and also your television networks and your online web. I think you actually have a streaming service. Is that right? Brian?
Hello?
Yeah, Brian, can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you for a second.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. I'm sitting here in a parking lot. A whole bunch of yelling going on. I don't know if it's a little fight or something going on back here. I'm finna move. But anyway, I just was asking, the situation is that, could you also, before you get into going into your social media, can you tell a little bit about your streaming service that you got going on with your platform, with your internet radio, because you also have an internet radio system, and also a television production situation. Is that right, sir?
Absolutely. So you're speaking about the Passkey Choice Entertainment Television Network. That's PKCE.TV. It's 24/7 online or streaming television and radio. There is on-demand television and live television running a scheduled content. So we're looking for content producers and film producers, short films, sitcoms. We got show ideas. We're looking for those. Come in so we can produce those and get those up on the television network. We're looking for artists who have that hot music they're looking to get in rotation. So we're running that. You know, it's just our whole platform pretty much is about spotlighting, you know, and presenting others. You know, so we look for ways to be able to do that, whether it's with the television network and awards, radio station, and the whole nine, man. So we look just to be, you know, an asset to somebody.
I'm just glad. I'm just glad that these platforms are out here. So everybody out there around the world, so if y'all looking for distribution, y'all looking for opportunity to put your stuff like you got creative ideas to do a TV show or a movie, this is the people you want to hook up with. So definitely, y'all heard today, August the 7th, y'all make sure y'all get involved. I'm going to go ahead and let him drop his social media and his other website so y'all can check up on it and go from there. So go ahead, Brian, hit him up with the internet and all the information they can get on social media and where they can find you and if they can, what they need to do or whoever they need to do to reach you to make some things happen for themselves with a hot Atlanta.
Well, visit atlhottest.com or pkce.tv. Again, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, all of the social media platforms. You know, we're easy to be found. Put in ATL's Hottest or Passkey Choice, and we're there.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go into a little topic before we let Brian off. I got a topic I want to ask you. Well, actually, what is your favorite artists in this day and era and in the past? I want one from this era and one in the past. We'll do that.
You know, bro, I can't say that I necessarily have a favorite, but I'm very, music soul child is one of my favorites, John Legend, you know.
Okay.
In the past, you know, I'm a New Edition fan, so, you know, I used to mimic those guys. And, a lot of the older singers, you know, man, I grew up on, you know, listening to Stevie Wonder and Luther and all that stuff. You know, I'm an older guy, you know what I mean? I consider myself. But, you know, different types of music, man. I'm well-versed in music, you know, everything from R&B to, you know, gospel. You know, I'm a minister of music, you know, at a church. So, you know, I am well-versed, man. I'm a well-rounded pretty guy, pretty much.
Well, I do want to also say, because you're a little bit, like, I like a lot of old school, and me being more of the turnip king in this era, too. I actually do a lot with this era. The thing is, with the music industry, the way it is, are you satisfied with where it sounds? Or are you looking for improvement? Are you looking for the next Music Soul Child or the next New Edition? Because I know right now we don't have any male groups right at this moment that's out, and we don't really have that sound right now. We have a new sound with a lot of this trap music. So I'm just wondering, what is your take on the whole trap R&B and the poetry R&B that's out now that's actually playing on the airway, if you keep up with radio? I know you were ATL hottest, but I don't know if you keep up with all the stuff on the radio, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I stay tuned into what's, you know, what's happening and what's playing. You know, there's different audiences, you know. Me personally, you know, I have my my preferences, you know, but the artistic, you know, elements, you know, is alive and well, you know. Some of it, you know, I want to speak, you know, down on any aspect of it, but I would like for certain aspects of the industry to concentrate on the positive, you know, as far as hip hop's concerned, and uplifting the community more. But, you know,
I agree, and I have talked to a lot of national recording artists and local artists, and ones that's out there now, and they kind of like when they talk to me and when we talk, I think they're gearing up to that point where they want to get more positive, clean music, and they want to not be known as the children of disrespect in music. They want to be artists. They want to be people who put good quality music out. But I will say this on the defense right now, with a lot of the younger guys, they don't really have a musical step pack. What I call a step pack is something that I tell. There's not really a lot of live bands anymore that really play, because most of the band members now, which would be in this era, are more or less trying to sing and rap. So I think that there's not enough instruments being picked up. And when you do music these days, it's a lot of sampling, so there's no originality to the music. And I think that's what causes the lyric and the content of it being so degrading, is because of those kind of lack of things. And I think once we get people back to playing instruments and really writing music and really understanding the craft of artism, there's a difference between art and artism. Artism means you got to be creative to understand creation is the most important part of it. And not taking something that you already heard and said, okay, I'm going to put something on it, that's not being creative. Creative means taking your beat, scratching it from back, picking up an instrument, trying to find your own sound, your own dictate.
Yes.
Good evening, everyone.
Well, right. Well, we're going to go ahead and close this out, man. I appreciate Brian. We definitely going to bring you on again. Sorry I don't have my full panel tonight. They all out and about. But we definitely appreciate this, and I'm going to try my best to get this information out there, which we have. We'll keep pushing about this August 7th. We will definitely be bringing you back. And maybe next time we probably have a couple of ATL hottest winners on the show to talk.
Absolutely, man.
I really want this platform out there, and I want people to know, because this is a very great model. It's a great model, not just for Atlanta, but for a lot of cities and a lot of places. And I definitely love the honor to be a part of it. I'm actually a part of it myself, and I just appreciate it. I was nominated last year, so definitely it's an honor to be able to talk to you and to be able to talk to somebody with them and as knowledgeable as you and has really took the service and being able to do this thing on a huge level and get everybody involved. So, and now you're adding more people. That's just even plus, yo. So, y'all, big ups to Mr. Brian. We definitely do big support. So I'm going to let him go ahead and give us a closing mark, then I'm going to close myself off from this show.
All right, everybody. We'll just thank you again for the time to be able to come on and speak to your audience there. ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards, or ATL's Hottest Awards. We are in our 11th year, ATL's Hottest, celebrating, honoring the hottest entertainment events, venues, people, places, things, and things to do. If you are in the industry, come to Atlanta. Make your way here August the 4th through the 11th to participate in the ATL's Heat Week. All the information is found at the ATLHottest.com/Heat Week. And I appreciate the time, ATL, you know, just giving us the opportunity to come on here with you guys.
No problem. It's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Style, the true turn-up king. Yes, it is indeed. The Get Lit Show with Brian with the hottest ATL. Y'all just heard it first. Y'all make sure y'all put that on your calendar, April the 7th. No, August the 7th. Make sure y'all put that on the calendar from the 11th. April the 7th to the 11th. That's a big week. So I'm going to go ahead and peace out, bro. You take care, Brian, man. Go ahead and drop some music, and we'll come back in, and we'll go ahead and try to close this show out. But take care, Brian. You do your thing, bro. We're
Thank going you, to sir. God bless.
Definitely going to bring you back on.
I look forward to it.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.
Well, back again. It's your boy, DJ ATL Lounge Styles. We're going to go ahead and put a song on, and then we'll go ahead and close the show out and hope it goes from there. If my girl's there, if anyone's there, but we're going to try to close this show out because next week we're going to have a special event. I'm trying to get my boys on, and we hope everything can be popping. So let's make this happen, all right? Well, I'm still on the back. Didn't drop, but it's all good. What I'm going to go ahead and start ready to talk about a couple functions, a couple things that's been popping and been on my mind for the last couple of weeks, you know, with this Trump or this whole situation has been popping about, you know, whether he's guilty for, you know, collusion with the Russia, I think it's really over. Right? I think that basically everybody needs to just go ahead and just give it a wrap, end it, and let's move forward, see what the next election is going to be like. I know Biden is running for president of the United States, and there's a lot of great brothers and people. I mean, for what I heard, it's 800 people running for president. So I would tell anybody right now, It's a lot of great things that can go forward from this, you know what I'm saying? And we could go truly see where this country is trying to go. That's what I'm trying to say. Where is this country trying to go?
Head southwest towards South Harrison Road.
So y'all hear me, I'm out and driving, I'm out here doing my thing, trying to get back to Atlanta. I'm out and about chilling and riding around doing my thing. So let me go up here. Well, I hope we can go to another commercial break. I'm going to go ahead and end the show right now. Tell everybody that, you know, that this was a great show. We had a great time, good vibe at this, and I had Brian on. So what I mean is next week, y'all tune in, and it's Be Your Boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. I'm going to go ahead and close out. So y'all take care. We out. The Turn Up King, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles.
Give it to me, I'm worth it. she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, how you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you, just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give me to you. I may take a lot of stuff, guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff. Hurry up, I'm waiting now from. It's all on you, so what you wanna do? And if you don't have a clue, not a clue, I'll tell you what to do. Come harder just because I don't like it too soft. I like it a little rough, not too much, but maybe just.
She loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it.